AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Senators who attended the White House briefing on its plans to deal with North Korea say they agree to a cautious approach. California Democrat Adam Schiff.
Be very careful about any miscalculation. We're dealing with an erratic regime, a young, inexperienced leader who murders members of his own family.
It was a classified briefing, but lawmakers say it touched on diplomatic and military options. The Trump administration's rolled out its massive tax cut proposal, lower taxes for businesses and for individuals.
We're going to double the standard deduction so that a married couple won't pay any taxes on the first $24,000 of income they earn.
That's White House Economic Chief Gary Cohn, who didn't fill in all of the numbers quite yet. Will this tax plan help President Trump and his family?
The plan could save the president and his family a lot of money. It's impossible to know for sure without him releasing his tax returns. But after months of questions, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin appears to have finally ruled that out.
The president has no intention. The president has released plenty of information.
The president's broken decades of tradition by refusing to release his returns, saying it's because they're being audited, without giving any proof. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police say that an Ohio man accused of kidnapping a neighbor and keeping her trapped in a small pit is set to appear in court tomorrow. Dennis Dunn has a history of mental problems. He was arrested for kidnapping after neighbors reported hearing a woman crying. A bill drawn up by the governor of Maine would make public the names of animal activists hired to film undercover footage of animal cruelty. An advisor says that this would prevent unwarranted political attacks. Last summer, the Humane Society released undercoverage footage of piles of dead chickens at an egg farm. This is AP Radio News. A study about where we came from suggests that the first Americans arrived about 100,000 years ago, and they were present in California.
Of course, it wasn't called California at the time. Researchers say a site at a freeway expansion project in San Diego showed evidence of human-like behavior about 130,000 years ago. Bones and teeth of an elephant-like mastodon were evidently smashed with rocks. The speculation is these early Californians were not from our species, Homo sapiens, but Neanderthals, or another human forerunner, Homo erectus. No remains of any individuals were found. This report was met by skepticism from other experts who don't think there is enough proof. I'm Ed Donahue.
A jailhouse buddy says former Patriot star Aaron Hernandez hinted about suicide weeks before he was found hanging by a bedsheet in prison. The inmate told his lawyer Hernandez had written him a letter saying that he was thinking about hanging it up. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.